No, I just wanted to clarify that only vote, one vote would be required, and we'd cover both agendas, but John did a fine job.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'd like to open the meeting to public comment. Anyone wishing to comment on items not on the agenda may do so at this time. Seeing no one, I'll close public comment, and we'll go to the consent calendar, item A1 and A2. Let's do A1, and Christine, would you like to have the city lead on that?
Certainly. So consent calendar, Morro Bay. Anyone like to pull any items?
I'll move approval of consent.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. So that's motion by Councilmember Smuckler, second by Councilmember League. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Excuse me, we forgot Mayor Irons.
We did, and we forgot a roll call vote.
Oh, we did, and we forgot Mayor Irons.
Mayor Irons is not available yet, as of yet. They're still working on some technical issues.
He's in the pool.
All right, there's no comment on that one. So we will redo the vote. Would that be, should we go through the entire redo of the motion?
No, just
simply do a recall
roll call,
vote.
Please.
Perfect.
Anita?
Thank you.
And again, I'll start with Cayucas.
No.
President Enns?
Oh, just Morro Bay at this time.
Pro Tem Mayor Johnson?
Aye.
Councilmember Smuckler?
Yes.
Councilmember League?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
And Mayor Irons?
Okay. I spoke with the mayor, and we discussed that there might be some things at the beginning that, you know, it's the consent calendar is good with him.
Okay.
So we'll move on. I'll just ask for a motion from Cayucas for approval of the minutes.
President Enns, I would move that we approve the consent calendar.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call vote. Anita?
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
President Enns?
Yes.
Vice President Chivins?
Yes.
Director Foster?
Yes.
Director Lyon?
Yes.
Thank you.
Did you use the microphone?
Oh, it wasn't projecting, sorry.
Okay, thank you, Anita. Motion carries. Next item A2, status report on the major repair and maintenance plan. Bruce, would you like to lead on that?
That was part of the consent agenda?
Yes, but we only voted on the minutes.
No, I think we don't mean that.
Was the motion?
The motion was
the consent agenda or the minutes?
I had moved for the entire consent item, unless you guys would like to talk about something on the MMRP.
Dan, what was your motion? Okay. Did we bypass you, Bruce? Did you want to comment?
No, that's all right. I'd just like to say that the good news is the influence screening project is done. The contractor finished up today. There's a punch list left to do of some small items, but both screens are in and operational. And the treatment plant staff is pretty thrilled at this point that the screens seem to be working as advertised. So thank you very much.
Okay. Then just to clarify, we have passed both items on the consent agenda. Next item, new business, item C1, report by the mayor and the Cayucas Sanitary District President on the technical committee report. And do we have the mayor?
Not yet, sorry.
Okay, I spoke with the mayor earlier.
Yes, but I can't hear him. I don't understand. So, I'm working on it.
Okay, well, let me know if he arrives. I spoke with the mayor this afternoon, and he wanted to stress that that the both the council and the Cayucas board from this point forward work together, be consistent in our communication with one another. He also wanted to clarify that Morro Bay would be the lead agency on the scope of work for the Corolla. Looked at a number of sites. We came up with a preferred site of the CMC site. And it turns out that we discussed a little bit about the CMC site and what its benefits were. Supervisor Gibson was at the meeting, suggested that he would be our biggest advocate if we went there. And by we, he meant Morro Bay and Cayucas. We've compared a little bit about the costs of going to CMC. We have some real experience in what our costs were at the existing site, and we were questioning why, when we move to a different physical location, the cost of the treatment plant goes up by a factor of three. So what we're trying to do now, and what we've agreed to do, is to focus on the reliability of the estimates that are out and about. The CMC site, we've identified some benefits. One was to the restoration of the Chorro Valley Aquifer. Also, in that regard, would benefit the Morro Bay City wells. Estimates were that the wells can currently be pumped for a time of about 3 months out of the year, and if we could augment the stream flow there, potentially they could be pumping 8 months out of the year, which would help Morro Bay. We discussed capacity. We discussed a lot of recycle potential items, including tertiary standards and ultimately treating to drinking water standards, something that would augment the state water deliveries throughout the county. We discussed being able to put water into the Whale Rock pipeline and move it to Whale Rock for storage. And with that, I'll ask if the mayor is available.
I think they're still working on connecting with him, but in the interim, I just had one question for clarification for you, because we had a lot going on in the background with trying to get in touch with someone. So when you talked, you mentioned three things the mayor had wanted to stress: working together, consistent communication, and Morro Bay City being the lead on the Corolla study. And then the rest of the things I have on my notes as Cayucas talking points. So then everything after that would be something that we can reflect on as being specific to the Cayucas perspective, not coming from Mayor Irons, correct?
Mayor Irons asked me to review the talking points of that meeting,
which
I just hit on briefly.
Okay. And that meeting was, could you just for the record tell us which, it was the technical committee meeting and the members of that meeting? For those of us who weren't there.
On October 2nd.
Okay, I just gave away my sheet that had all that information on it. From the City of Morro Bay, Rob Livick, Noah Smuckler, the mayor, David Buckingham, is that right? Attorney. Who else was there, Noah?
Bruce Gibson was there then at this meeting?
Yes, Bruce Gibson was there for a short period of time. Rick Sauerwein. Thank you, Rick. Yeah, and from our side, Rick Kuhn, Dan Lloyd, myself, and Tim Carmel via teleconferencing that actually worked.
Okay, thank you. And Bruce Keough from the Morro Bay side, too.
And Bruce Keough,
okay,
yes.
Thank you. Quite a big meeting. Okay, great.
So the mayor had asked that we give direction to our staffs, and his suggestion was that we work together as we go forward here and share all reports. And Cayuca said, Cayuca's request that we share all reports in draft form for review and comment. So I would open this to the Morro Bay Council for discussion.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to do a technical check and see if we have any connection with Mayor Irons.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I was just hearing the last two comments.
Okay, great. This is perfect timing. So are you caught up, Mayor Irons, as to where we are in the meeting?
I believe Mr. President Enns just was introducing item C1. President Enns, Supervisor Gibson, Dave Buckingham, our city manager, city attorney John Fox, Public Works Director Rob Leibick, engineer Rick Sauerwein, Bruce Keough, CFD manager Rick Cohn, CFD attorney Tim Carmel, and that would be Noah Smuckler, President Enns, and board member Lloyd were present. At the meeting, what was discussed was the discussion was around the Cayuga CFD and Morro Bay relationship, and we recognize that both boards in January of 2013 agreed that the Cayuga CFD and the Morro Bay would conduct a separate analysis, which we have, and we've got to the point where we are today, and I think we'll hear some comments by our consultant, Mr. Rickenbach, as to an update on where we are in our studies. Cayucas went through their analysis. I think the two bodies have had a differing analysis and methodology, both in style and content, but we are where we are. At this point, our study was completed in December of 2013, and that was Rancho Colina was rated the number one site location. However, council directed staff to further analyze the CMC in conjunction with the final analysis of Rancho Colina. These are basically discussion points that we had at the meeting. And while Morro Bay has extended the delivery of that CMC Rancho Colina analysis from an August-September council meeting to November, Cayucas is engaged in a final CMC analysis. And, this agenda item was added specifically so our technical committee could basically report out the discussion that we had in open session amongst the two boards. It would also allow us, the boards, to discuss this and basically, I think as President Enns said, direct our staff to communicate collaboratively and cooperatively through the CMC analysis and through the completion of the site selection. And that summarizes the content of the meeting, with the exception of, I think it might be a good time to turn it over to Mr. Leibick, and he can report on the clarification of the lead agency and the CMC analysis, and then President Enns could probably clarify his talking points. And I'll turn it over to Mr. Leibick.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We're going to go into a little bit more depth on this item, on item C3, which is the review of the partnership on the CMC alternatives. But we have come to a final scope of work with Corolla. We have a kickoff meeting tomorrow afternoon, and they're going to get rolling, and we're going to press them as quickly as possible to get moving on this analysis so that we're ready to make decisions in November. That's a summary, and I'll go over it in more detail on item C3.
Okay, Mayor Irons, is there anything else you'd like to disclose before we turn it back over to you? You had asked us to ask for Mr. N, for President Enns to have another comment before we opened it up to a larger comment period. Does that still hold for you?
That's perfect. Thank you.
President Enns?
Any comments from the Cayucas Board? Dan, you were at the meeting. Any comments? Okay, I just wanted to clarify, Rob Livick, you had said the November date, and I believe the Corolla contract is, the draft is due in 45 days from the signing of the contract. That would be, I believe, November 13th. Is that correct?
Yes, but we're going to work with Corolla to get as much information ahead of that date as possible.
All right. Thank you. Mayor Irons, you had said the Morro Bay was interested in making a final decision on their choice on the 12th of November at your city council meeting. Would you care to speak to that?
Certainly I can. I guess I just really wanted to summarize our technical meeting, and I think we could probably cover that on item C3 if that is appropriate.
And as we reviewed that, noticed there was a very strong similarity with our own objectives that Morro Bay had come up with, and that's what is going to lead to our item on C2, where Mr. Rickenbach is going to do a quick review from Morro Bay's side about where we are and how we got there. So that was a really important part of the meeting, to recognize that we do have very much the same goals and are looking in the best interest of our communities. And it, as Mr. Gibson said, it does appear that the best option would be that we do work together. So with that in mind, we also did talk very specifically about the study of the CMC site, and something that we agreed to, and you'll see in item C3, is we need to not only look at the technical side of what it means to go to CMC, but also the logistical and bureaucratic side. What are those hurdles? And working as much as possible to get that outlined and in a rough schedule form towards an apples-to-apples comparison in November is something that I'm still very much in support of. And I think it's possible, and considering that we have extended our analysis of the CMC option and our timeline to this November date, I'd like to try to hold to that as much as possible. So I'll just end my comments there, and would like to recognize that it's really good to see members of the Regional Water Board staff and directors and from the County Public Works Department here tonight, because they're obviously key stakeholders in this process, and we did talk very specifically about trying to work as closely with them as a joint body of Morro Bay and Cayucas, and getting some of those logistics worked out and understood.
Thanks, Noah. Nancy?
I have some concerns about making this decision on the 12th, which may be based on a preliminary report, which may not be completed until the 13th, so I will be listening very, very carefully when we discuss C3.
Thank you. George?
No comment this time.
Okay, thanks. And I will wrap it up on the Morro Bay side by saying that I appreciate the time that the committee took to discuss communication. It's sort of like having a relationship, and sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad, but it's always bad if you don't communicate. And that's an awkward moment to have, and I appreciate that you all got together and talked about that openly. I think that that's what we get a lot of questions from the public about. You know, these two boards need to get along, and ultimately we're better off together than separated, depending, you know, really in some ways that location will be an important decision for us, but clearly we are already in a regional plant. We are already a regional solution for our area as it stands today, so to break apart that partnership truly wouldn't benefit either one of us. So I appreciate the time that went into this meeting. I also appreciate expanding the membership. It's good to get our county supervisor involved in what's happening here. I think we did a lot of work last year, kind of on our own, perhaps, each of us, and it's good to bring in the county perspective and also to have a full representation from our staff on both sides. So I look forward to, I will do my best to be open and communicate appropriately, and I'm sure everyone else will too. One question I had was about shared reports. Right about 2 weeks ago, perhaps three, the Morro Bay City Council received a report from Larry Walker and Associates, and it was one of our reports. This one was in particular on the discharge options and what would be regulatory options for discharging. So I'm wondering if Cayucas staff and the Cayucas board have had a chance to review the Larry Walker and Associates report. I mention it because in your remarks, President Enns, you specifically talk about restoration of the Turo Valley Aquifer that may benefit the city and city wells there, and this report speaks very clearly to what the options, what best options may be for discharge. So I wanted to know perhaps if you had seen that report.
We saw the minutes of that meeting, and we just received that about an hour ago. So I did get to read through it briefly, and our board did as well.
Okay, and just so, so anyone in Cayucas and in Morro Bay, for that matter, anytime we have an item like this on our agenda, you can sign up on our Let Us Know website. On our website, there's a Let Us Know module, and you can sign up, and then you will receive staff reports, alerts about things that are happening with the WRF, and that way then that report can come out to you at the same time it comes out to the council and to the folks in Morro Bay. So,
very good. Thank you.
That would be it for me then, turning it back over to Cayucas.
Okay. Any other comments from Cayucas? The mayor, Mayor Irons, you had asked that we, would you care to make a motion on this, or let me do one other thing first. Let me open this to public comment. Carrie, you're the only real public here. Would Ken Harris or Jean-Pierre, Mark, any of you care to comment at this time?
To recognize our county agencies for their presence at the meeting tonight. We are, you know, coming to the final finish line to completing all the analysis to make a decision on the site location. So as we get closer, we definitely need to be reaching out to all our agencies and communicating and collaborating with them. So to that end, I think the motion would be that the Morro Bay Council directs our staff to work collaboratively and cooperatively with the Cayucas staff on the CMC Rancho Colina analysis to come to for our final analysis, and we would be directing our staff to work together on providing all the information necessary.
Mayor Irons, I'm sorry, you're not here, so you're unable to see that our legal ends of the table have got their fingers on the red light, and I think they'd like to respond to the whether or not a motion would be appropriate here at this item or not. So would you, could you hold for a moment while we get our legal team to weigh in?
Thank you.
Thank you. So sorry. I see Tim's lights on first, and then...
Sorry to interrupt.
It's fine.
It's actually agendized as a receive and file item. Although the staff will take direction, there's no need for a formal motion.
Very good. Is that agreeable?
Is that the same for Morro Bay? Okay. So were you able to catch that, Mayor Irons?
Yeah, thank you for that clarification. And I think just to clarify, and thanks, Mr. Carmel, for that, you know, I think there was discussion at our joint technical meeting that the two boards give staff direction to work cooperatively in that manner. And I think it's important that we discuss this today in open session in the manner in which we're doing that, because I think to respect the boards, that it, you know, direction shouldn't be coming from the Morro Bay Technical Board or the Cayucas Technical Board at Technical Committee. So I think that's part of this discussion, whether or not a motion is necessary, but to have that discussion is, as we are with a full board. I just wanted to be clear on that.
Okay.
Okay, out there, I'm having a request for one more comment from Councilmember Smuckler.
Yeah, I like the intent of the motion and where we're going. I think it would make more sense to talk about that after C3, because we'll have much better information, overview of where we are and how we got here. And I think it also speaks to Nancy's interest, and I think all of ours, in talking a little more deeply about what it means to have the timeline and goal of a comparison by November. So I think the conversation and motion would work better then.
That's all from our side.
Okay. With that, then, thank you, Tim. We'll move on to item C2 and ask John Rickenbach, are you going to make the report?
Thank you, Mr. President, and Mr. Mayor, and members of the board and council. John Rickenbach, and today with me also I have Mike Nunley, who's my partner and chief engineer on the project from the city's perspective. And what I want to do here this evening is maybe spend about 15 minutes, more if you'd like, to go over where we've gone to get here. A lot of that will be going over road you already have been on, but it'll be a good summary just to have all of us in the same room so we get the same understanding. And then what the council's direction was and what our role is to implement the council's direction to get us to where we are. And I do want to speak a little bit about what efforts have gone on so far and where we're at in the CMC analysis. So as I say, I want to do a little background on where we got here, specifically what we're doing for CMC, and then where we go from here. I also want to briefly touch on the city has appointed a citizens advisory committee that has met a couple of times. I want to tell you a little bit about some of the what they've been doing and what their role in the process is as well. I think it's important to go back to talk about what the council's established goals for the project were. And there is no surprise here, but again, it's to produce tertiary treated water, wastewater, reclaim the wastewater for different purposes, and then other goals, allow for on-site composting, design it for energy recovery if possible, design it to treat for contaminants of emerging concern, have a site that could serve potential other city functions such as a corporation yard if possible, and then make sure it's all compatible with existing land uses. And it's important to remember these goals didn't come out of thin air. These actually were a result of both the council's concerns and the citizens of Morro Bay through a long public input process. And to that end, I just highlight up here some cost was an issue, technical issues were issues, land use were issues, and so environmental and so forth. And then out of that, the council provided the direction to say, okay, we agree with the report, but we have some specific recommendations to take it from there. They wanted us to look at reclamation opportunities in more detail. They also wanted to see how this fits in the context of a goal for doing this within 5 years. And they wanted to explore further, if possible, the actually at this point they didn't talk about the CMC site, but let's talk about where they went next. So after making a recommendation for Rancho Colina in December 2013, 2 months later they established a goal to do this in 5 years, and that was in February 2014. From there, they also wanted us to look at, it wasn't just Rancho Colina in December 2013, they had narrowed it down to three major rough sites, the Morro Valley, the Choro Valley, and by Choro Valley, really focusing closer to the city than the CMC site. Morro Valley really would have encompassed the area of the Morro Valley closest to the city there. And then a third site, which came in third in the report that we did, the Giannini property, which sits right there on the edge of town along the Little Morro Valley. They directed us to drill down on those sites, look at them in more detail, and also look at, as I say, the reclamation opportunities in both the Choro and Morro Valley, come up with a schedule, a work plan, a cash flow analysis in rough form. Obviously, there's no design, so that's obviously very planning level information. And then go forth trying to figure out how to make a recommendation that makes sense in that context. So in May 2014, we did a report that reported back to the council on all that. And our report essentially said when you looked at those best sites, that Rancho Colina was the best of the best sites. And that's really based on if it were a city-only project. And that's an important distinction because I know we've heard a lot and have heard very much since then that we really want to look at this as a regional option as well. So the council directed that. They said, look at the regional option for CMC. Now, if you recall in our report of December 2013, we did look at CMC, but we looked at it as if the city were doing it by itself. And you may think, well, why'd we even bother to do that? That was the council direction relative to the idea that they were going it alone. It was a different path that Cayucos was on at that time. So we did look at it that way. And if it were just a city facility, it wouldn't have made a whole lot of sense. But we all agree that it has the potential to make a lot more sense if Cayucos is involved in the county and so forth. So the council directed us to look at that, investigate that question. Does it make sense as a regional facility? And then at the end of all that, they wanted us to look at that relative to Rancho Colina and then make a decision in the fall. And when we're talking about November 12th, we're getting close to that date. So let's talk about the CMC analysis. The first thing we wanted to do was make sure we understood the key issues in what would go into our analysis. We're talking about the rough cost of expanding the site to accommodate regional flows, different funding options, a realistic look on grants and loans. And we really thought that's a really important thing because many people have expressed the idea it's fairly straightforward to get a lot of money for innovative projects and this is a great project that's going to attract a lot of money. We really wanted to look at that critically, see how true that is. Obviously, there's a lot of competition for the money that's out there. We wanted to look at permitting implications. We mentioned the Larry Walker report. I'll get into that in a minute. But what are the permitting implications? Are there potential water use benefits to the city? We've talked a lot about conceptually that a CMC site might lead to benefits for the city in terms of enhancing their well fields. We wanted to investigate that in more detail. And of course, the logistics of a regional partnership. How would it work? It's not just Cayucos and Morro Bay. The county is involved. The state of California is involved. They're obviously running the place. So much would depend on the transfer of the facility from state to county and the desire of the county to actually take the lead in doing that in a timely manner, and then a way to create a framework for the city and Cayucos to work with the county and the state. So we wanted to look at that to some extent. And then, of course, at the end of the day, from the city's perspective, the implication of all this to the city of Morro Bay's ratepayers. Now, to that end, we are creating a summary report, but it's really going to be based on, we identified the need for four major, not all major, but more major than others in certain cases, reports to inform our umbrella report. And so we talked about one of them at some length here earlier, the Carollo report, and they're going to look at the expansion-related cost and even come up with a rough preliminary design of how you would do this. We thought that was critical, obviously. And of course, they're going to use their own cost assumptions. They're not going to use ours. They're going to come up with their own, not just their own assumptions, but we wanted to make sure it's independent of not just the Chorro Valley, but the Morro Valley as well, to see if what the relative benefits are there. Now, going back to the Carollo report for a moment, since they're going to be looking at this in some detail about the CMC site with different assumptions, one thing that we'd like to do is use their assumptions and apply those to the Rancho Colina site as well. So it's a true apples-to-apples comparison when you get to the end of all that. Now let's talk about dates for a moment. And now we're coming down to the November 12th date, and so this is how it will play out. On September 23rd, in front of the council, Larry Walker Associates presented their report on permitting issues. And just in a preliminary sense, it wasn't intended to be the final word on it. It was just an early report that we wanted to get out to get some early feedback from the council. Now that their report is out, what that's, you know, the way we're looking at it is we're going to take their report and the other reports and fold them into our own. That was the first one that was done. The next such council meeting where something will be considered is October 14th, next week. And Kestrel Consulting will have their report ready for presentation to the council. We've just received that Kestrel report. So I'm sure that none of you on the board have that yet. And I'm not sure the council has it, but we do have it. And so we'll make sure we distribute that. One thing that we have been able to do, and I alluded to the Citizen Advisory Committee for Morro Bay, we just presented the rough version of that to them yesterday. So that's really brand new information that we want to get out to you just as soon as possible. And the council will have a chance to deliberate next week on that. Now, 2 weeks from then, we expect to have Cleith's report on water use done sometime in the week of the 20th, roughly, so that the council has a chance to weigh in on their report on the 28th. And of course, you'll have that available at that time as well. So all this is dovetailing together, but of course, the big one, the elephant in the room, is going to be the Carollo report, which, as everyone knows, is just getting underway now. Now, we also know we've been working very closely with them to make sure the logistics of that can somehow make sense within this November timeframe. And what we're hoping to do is get their basic assumptions understood right away in terms of what the cost, unit costs, and what the basic design parameters they see being necessary to accommodate the combined flows. And that way, it will allow us to apply those same assumptions to Rancho Colina and dovetail those two analyses at the same time. Now, if Corolla is not completely finished with a buttoned-up report by November 12th, we are certainly hoping to have their basic findings earlier than that. We don't know that that's true. We're hoping that that's true. If that is true, we'll be able to make a meaningful report that may not include the final version of the Corolla report, but at least their basic findings so the council can understand this for November 12th. The other possibility is they're not done, in which case we'll go to the council on November 12th and tell them, here's what we know. We know everything, but we don't have some key things understood through the Corolla report, and let the council decide what they want to do at that point in terms of extending, if at all, a decision, just to make sure they have enough information to go forward. But right now, November 12th is the date we have on the calendar. I do want to talk about a couple things about our report so you can understand what it is we're trying to do. As I say, we're trying to compare CMC to Rancho Colina because the basic idea council's asked us to do is, does it make sense to do one or the other? And we're going to look at them as regional options either way because as it is right now, as Councilmember Johnson pointed out, the current site is a regional facility in the sense it serves both Cayucas and Morro Bay. And at Rancho Colina or at CMC, if everybody works together, has that same function. Perhaps the difference at CMC would be that the county would be involved and the state would be involved. That's a difference, but it still would serve a regional function in either location. We did think that in putting together our report, there's going to be several key questions, and I just want those out here so you can see them up on the board, because this really is the outline of our report. We're going to try to answer these questions as best we can. Are there potential cost savings at one site or another? CMC in particular is what we're asking about. What are the relative water supply benefits going one place or the other? The relative water reclamation opportunities. Now, in our report in May, we reported on water reclamation opportunities in Morro and Chorro Valley. Since then, through our investigations, we've really found there's a little bit more than what we reported before, particularly in the Chorro Valley. There's actually a little bit more there than we reported before because when we did our report in December, we looked at Chorro Valley very close to the city. And when it was very close to the city, we only considered the reclamation opportunities closest to the city. When you extend it out 5 or 6 miles out to CMC up the valley, well, then it makes a lot more sense to look at the land between the city and there as reclamation potential. So we are going to report on some expanded reclamation opportunities at the Chorro Valley. Are there unique regional benefits by going to CMC as opposed to Rancho Colina? Are there other factors that come into play, or is it a simple way to figure that out? And the city had asked this to be done in 5 years. Is that achievable at CMC? Is that achievable at Rancho Colina? And talking about the relative possibilities of that. And then ultimately, what's the city's role in constructing and operating a regional plan? That's really more a city question than a regional question. But obviously, if it goes that direction, the dynamics change relative to how that facility is put together, relative to how one might be put together at Rancho Colina. So that's the guts of the report. That's what we're going to be reporting on right there. Don't have the answers yet. I briefly talked about we call it the WRFCAC, the Water Reclamation Facility Citizen Advisory Committee. WRFCAC just sounds good. Anyway, it's a cross-section of Morro Bay citizens and actually, and beyond a little bit Morro Bay, who have expertise or interest in the project in one way or another. We've got people who know a lot about finance, people who know about engineering, engineers on the committee, planners, environmental people. It's really a good cross-section, and already we've had 2 meetings with them, one to kind of put it together and one to start laying out some information. We've got some great feedback already. Their role really is to act as sort of a super-level public voice to have an organized public voice that really gives us a cross-section and tells us, hey, you missed something, or you got it wrong, or we have a different perspective, all these things. We want to make this as transparent as possible. There's no doubt about it. That's the whole point here. Ultimately, it's to help the city make a good decision. And obviously, that works into the framework of how you work together on this. I want to skip ahead just to the very end. I do have a lot of slides on our old reports, which I don't want to go into now, because I don't think they're... Let's see. Here we go. Don't think it's necessary to do that now, but if you had questions, you can go to that. I do want to jump to the end to get to the schedule. We have developed a preliminary schedule, and you probably can't even read that from here, but the idea is the city asked us to put together a five-year schedule. So we did that to determine, to see how that would actually work. There are some assumptions you have to make in a five-year schedule in terms of the facility would be designed and built, the procurement process, the level of cooperation, and the ability to create a framework that works between the city and Cayucas, if that's the case, or the county and the state as well, possibly. The environmental work that would need to be done, the permitting that would need to be done. So we laid out the timing of how that would all shake out. I'm not going to go through it piece by piece. Mike Nunley is here. He can certainly talk to that in more detail if you have questions. But I just want to let you know we've done that. We have a schedule here. This is a piece of the schedule. This is just now. This is for 2014 to get us through the end of the year, through the decision process. And I think the main takeaway here is you see a lot of bars that are running concurrently because we have a lot of things to do at the same time. And that's what we've been doing with these reports. And to go back, it's the same thing. To get through 5 years, a lot of things have to happen concurrently. And so we're not there yet, but I think that decision point in November is going to turn this project down one of two paths. One is going to be more a city-directed path, where the city's the lead, and that would be Rancho Colina, and one is a more regional path, where likely the county would have to be the lead. And, of course, the county might want to weigh in at some point about their desire to be the lead in such a situation and their ability to be a lead in such a situation. But that's where that's at right now. So with that, I'm going to conclude my report. I'll take any questions, and Mike's available as well.
Thank you, John. Christine, I'll have you start with Morro Bay asking questions.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll kick off this one. I just want to thank you before we go into questions or anything else on this item, C2. Thank you for the work you put into it. I think from the city side, it's been appreciated by council and by staff and by the public for being, as you say, transparent as you possibly can and to providing us details in a timely manner. So I appreciate that. And again, tonight's another example of how you're very clear about what what you're doing is you're translating what we have said, and it's really nice to see how you've been able to make it very clear. And for folks who haven't been with us every step of the way tonight, they're able to see very clearly the way we've gone about the process and how we're getting to where we are. And I think that's important for our partnership moving forward, so they understand exactly where we've been, what we've been doing. So at this point, I don't have any questions from my end, so I'll turn it over, and we'll start with George at the end this time and move back this direction. Nancy?
I just wanted to clarify, because I may have misheard you, which would not be the first time. Did you say or infer that Rancho Colina could not be a cooperative project, a regional project between the two groups?
No, if I said that, that was wrong. I think the concept would be
we really are waiting to drop both options to one and really focus in and spend our limited resources on the best opportunity out there for our community and hopefully for yours. So I'm really glad to see you outline those questions so Cayucas can see what are we trying to answer with these analysis and that we are trying to get that comparative analysis. My last comment would be, as we look at our schedule here for the Morro Bay option, what I'd like as someone that's going to be part of making this decision, it would be nice to start to see a rough outline of the logistics of the CMC option and the steps involved there, and I know you're already working on that, outlined as closely as possible to the same sort of a schedule for the Rancho Colina option. And obviously that'll be working really closely with the other regional stakeholders and getting some really hard work done, actually, between now and what hopefully would be a decision at some point in November.
Okay, thank you very much. I don't want to forget Mayor Irons on by phone. Would you like to respond?
Thank you. I don't have any questions. I just have comments. Is it, are you going to open up for public comment and then bring it back for comments, or would this be appropriate?
You know, I think that if we just questions right now and then do as I think your suggestion is the wise suggestion.
Yeah, we'll do public comment, Mayor Irons, and then we'll bring it back to the board and the council.
Okay, so that.
Great. I'll wait for comments. Then.
Okay, that concludes questions from Morabay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Questions, comments from Cayucas? Dan, please.
Yeah, first of all, thanks for coming. Very good to hear from you. To me, the Rancho Colina certainly seems like the easier option if it's, you know, doable. Is there any potentially fatal flaws with it that you've got guys have foreseen at this time?
At this point, no. When we did our options report back in December of last year, we did exclude several sites for having fatal flaws, but the ones that rose to the top didn't have them. Obviously, there's going to be challenges when the designs come in, but it looked like it had a lot of potential. It's got challenges like any other site would, but no fatal flaws.
Okay. Because it seems to me the CMC site, it really fits the profile of the ideology of a lot of the folks who complained about rebuilding the plant at the current site. And so it just surprises me that there's not more push for that unless, I mean, obviously that might be a tougher road to go, but sometimes the hard way could have a better result in the end, you know. Or anyway, that's what I'm thinking anyway. So thank you.
Any other comments from Cayucas? Dan?
President Enns, I'll just save my comments for when we bring it back after public comment.
Very good. Thank you, John.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you bringing Cayucas up to speed here a little bit. And we're looking forward to a true apples-to-apples comparison in the end.
Thank you, Mr. Enns.
With that, I'll open it to public comment. Anyone wishing to comment may do so at this time. Seeing no one, Dan Lloyd, I'll ask you to comment.
Great. Hey, John, thanks very much for a very good presentation. I like the thoroughness, and I also like the kind of the expanded analysis that you're going to be doing relative to CMC. I think that's probably something that probably wasn't fully considered at the time you did your initial evaluation, and I think it's really nice to kind of back up on that. I think the time frame is something that we're all going to have to wrestle with, particularly because of the multiplicity of players that all have a stake in this, and that's, I think, going to be the part that we're going to have to reach out beyond ourselves and engage in discussions with the regional board, with the county, particularly with the state, too, on this whole issue. So that's probably my biggest concern going forward, that we get an adequate and thorough evaluation. I think the idea of you making a decision, or the city of Morro Bay making a decision, or being pressed to perhaps make a decision on the 12th, needs to be really thought carefully about, because I don't think that we can necessarily have all the answers on the 12th. I think you can say Rancho Colina is the city's preferred site at that time and point in time, the 12th. But I think that because of the nature of everybody's interest, and particularly, you know, the growing interest on the part of the county as expressed by Supervisor Gibson about the other water use options and the bigger picture, and while I agree with Mayor Pro Tem Johnson that you could consider this certainly a regional facility, then we might call CMC a super regional facility because of its size and the all of the entities that are players in that, having to pay a higher price in order to achieve a greater goal. And that is something I don't think that we need to gloss over in any respect at all. So I would encourage us all to be thorough and thoughtful in that regard. And to the extent that we can paint a good picture for outside funding, I think that all would be beneficial. And of course, none of us have really spoken about the real elephant in the room, which is the Coastal Commission. So we need to be thinking about their role, and somewhere along the line, I don't know where we're going to have to knock on their door. Because generally they're not going to show up and talk to us early. It's going to be when we go for something. So I think we really need to think hard about where they're going to weigh in also. I'm really happy to work with the City of Morro Bay on this. As I expressed at our last JPA, I think this is the time and the place for us to really put our heads together and chart a course that really fairly evaluates where we're headed. I think the county has some limitations on staffing at the moment. I think, as Supervisor Gibson had indicated, there's a great opportunity here for a broader solution. So obviously the county's going to need to step up, and our board is very happy and willing to put our shoulder to the wheel to help get that staffing for the county to help us move forward on this analysis. So we're going to need everybody in the room on this one, and I'm very encouraged by everybody's presence in the room tonight and appreciate the opportunity to expand and look very seriously at this option. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Any other comments from Cayucas?
Okay, thank you. Why don't we start with Mayor Irons on discussion?
Thank you. First, I'd like to thank Mr. Rickenbach for your presentation, and Mr. Nunley, as always, throughout this whole process, your reports and presentations have been very thorough, and I just wanted to thank you for that and your work. And speaking to the way I feel Morro Bay has been working through this process, with the assistance of our consultant, Mr. Rickenbach, and Mr. Nunley, we've operated, I believe, very with diligence and thoughtfulness, and have been very, very thorough. I think the consideration to make a goal for a five-year timeline may be aggressive, but I believe that it's a worthy goal, and I think that that is a good choice for this council to take that step and to set the carrot out there for what we would like to do. I think some of my comments are also, I think part of the diligence and thoroughness and thoughtfulness that Morro Bay has gone through is after we concluded the options report, Morro Bay and Cayucas decided in January of 2013 to look at their options separately. And Morro Bay and Cayucas both did that. And in December, when we got our options report, we had every ability with the information that we had to make our choice right then and there. With that report, we had the ability to say, let's move forward on the Rancho Colina site. In considering our partner that we have with our current wastewater treatment plant and our current agreement to operate that with Cayucas, Cayucas had selected CMC as their number one choice. So I think it was prudent and considerate for Morro Bay to vet out both Rancho Colina and CMC in the way we have, even to the extent of extending our research and analysis from our August timeline into November. I think, and I just want to, you know, extend and recognize our staff and our consultant and the diligence and the work they're doing all along the way. So we've set a time for November 12th to complete the process so we can make a choice with our site selection for a future water reclamation facility. I'm glad to hear, you know, Cayucas, speak to, I'm thankful for our joint meeting, the subcommittee meeting that we had, and I'm grateful to have the comments and support and willingness to work together. I do want to recognize, though, that when, you know, urge and this council to consider the options of CMC, we have and we will consider those options for CMC. And I think that's the steps we're taking. So I just wanted to speak to a little bit about, you know, the background that we've done, how we got here, which I think Mr. Rickenbach did a great job in painting that story for us. But I think we need to recognize also that, you know, we have been working on separate paths. And today, at this meeting, we're asking for both staff of Cayucas and staff of Morro Bay to work together on a CMC option. And at the end of this, both bodies are going to have to come back together to make a decision on what the best site is. So I think we're on track, but I do want to make clear that I think we have been, you know, very thoughtful and diligent through this process, and I'd just like to, you know, put out my thanks to staff, and that will conclude my remarks. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Noah, would you like to begin?
Sure. I did want to mention that if you look at this situation from what another community outside of Morro Bay and Cayucas might be seeing, I would guess that they would see an enviable position for a community that needs to build a new wastewater treatment plant for us to go out and find at least one and likely two viable options, both with regional potential, and have as many benefits for each site as we're seeing here on the surface level available to us is a great position. So we're at this point, we are coming closer to the finish line. I do think it's important to recognize that Rancho Colina is an excellent option. If you look at that from without having CMC in the picture, Rancho Colina is a great site. It's an existing wastewater treatment system that needs to be retired fairly soon. The property owner is excited to work with us, wants to host the plant there, and is fairly close to town, and of course situated in a water basin that is in need of better water planning and use, and obviously reclamation potential is really high there. So there's a reason that it's number one, and I don't take that lightly, or the idea that we'd extend this time frame further beyond where our goal is in November. Now, of course, this is a lifetime project, a legacy project, so if you look at it in that larger scheme, yes, another month to make the best decision for the community, that I could go there, but I'm not willing to give that up just frivolously or without a push to try to hold to our timeline. So again, I'm really excited to see representatives of our regional players here, because it is going to take some work to get together. The other thing I'd like to request of Cayucas is we've all individually taken tours of the Rancho Colina site, courtesy of Mr. McElvain, the property owner, and I know we're working on, with our Citizens Advisory Committee, them getting a tour, and I think it would be important for all of you to take the tour. Along with that, I would think that it'd be beneficial for us all to attempt to get a tour of the CMC site during this time. I understand that that's not as easy now as it once was when I toured it many years ago, but I would hope that the Department of Corrections would find a way to get us in there, considering the magnitude of the decision that we're coming up on. So I would also, just following up on the idea of a greater benefit that Mr. Lloyd you were talking to, and I can understand that, and I see why the CMC option is so intriguing for as many players as it is, and of course the CMC option is likely to be a regional option with or without us. I just have a very hard time thinking I'll be making this decision on behalf of players outside of Morro Bay, outside of the Morro Bay community. I have to think Morro Bay first, and I'm working under the assumption that if we have a good working relationship with you and Cayucas, that Morro Bay decision and that Cayucas decision will likely be the best for both of us. And we're just trying to get there, of course. But I'm going to be very cautious about either of us, and specifically from our end, Morro Bay, taking on a burden for a greater good that is going to potentially benefit other players. I just can't do that. That's not my job as a Morro Bay representative. So as we think, where are we going? I think we all have to think community first, our specific constituents first, and then hopefully let some great information provide an obvious answer to that question as quickly as possible.
Okay, thank you very much. Noah, Nancy?
Nothing.
And George? No? Okay. Then I'll conclude with my remarks. We'll conclude this item. Wishful thinking, or we did truly receive a letter at some point that they did respond, that they note. I guess, Mr. Levick, just chime in and say, tell us what have our communications been like with the Coastal Commission since, let's say, we have Mr. Rickenbach on board?
We provided them with both the initial options report and then the final report. Their communications have been guardedly optimistic with those sites that the Rancho Colina site appeared to meet the requirements of what they had passed along to us during previous Coastal Commission hearings and staff reports.
Okay, thank you. So I think it is important that we stay in touch with Coastal Commission on that aspect, and we have been doing that. So I appreciate the work that our staff have been doing and our consultants to make sure the Coastal Commission stays involved every step of the way. I would also like to let you know that the Kestrel report we talked about in regard to financing, that was just released as part of our City Council staff report, so it's online now if you'd like to review that. You'll be seen at the same time we do. I'd also like to mention that water is something that our community talks about now very differently than it did when this project was started nearly a decade ago to rebuild our wastewater treatment plant. We've dropped the word waste in front of water in many cases, and nothing like a 3-year drought and driving down your ag corridor and seeing thousands of avocado trees chopped. So there's nothing like that visual right near where we're, you know, not less than 4 miles from where we are putting 1 million gallons of water into the ocean every day. So our community in Morro Bay knows that water could be much more beneficial use. And I would encourage you to take a good look at the Harris report, the Larry Harris, am I getting that correct? Larry Walker report that we received about the options for discharge. And they did reference that having ocean outfall in wet season is a benefit, and it's perhaps potentially, in their expert opinion, one of the easier options for some of our discharge when we don't have perhaps users for the reclamation of the water, but then also a site that would lend itself to other kinds of ponds or things like that. They did speak to creek discharges, and that's somewhat slightly more challenging regulatory-wise to discharge into creeks, and that would be part of the challenge at CMC potentially, as well as some of the other spots in Morro Bay that we disregarded was because we didn't necessarily have other options perhaps other than a creek discharge. So that's just something that I've been following and learning about. And then also in relation to the Chorro Valley Wells, for those of you who have been watching or attending and paying attention, I've been asking a question about the Chorro Valley Wells to Mr. Livick for about the last year and a half, and I get now to ask it to Mr. Rickenbach, and I'm just very curious at some point to be able to have definitive information about Morro Bay's water supply in relation to the Chorro Valley Wells and how the discharge of a potential of the water coming from a CMC, who does it benefit? Is it Morro Bay's water? Who's the discharger? Who gets that water when it comes out of the plant? Is it the county? Is it the state? Is it Cayucas? Is it Morro Bay? So I feel like Mr. Rickenbach wants to come up and address that, but I'm not sure I'm reading his body language properly. No, okay. So, well, I think after I complete, let me know if you think that I'm not clear. So in terms of the comment about having this water go back to Morro Bay through the Chorro Valley, that's just one option for us. But ultimately, Morro Bay doesn't have a diverse water supply. Cayucas' water supply is quite a bit different than Morro Bay's. We are 98.5% reliant on state water. That is our option right now. And our wells aren't what they used to be. When we went on to state water, we were very happy, and that was a good solution for us at the time. Our wells haven't been maintained or perhaps just kind of forgotten a little bit. So with this crisis of state water, that's turned, again, our community on to the fact that Morro Bay's water supply is not diverse. I think most people now understand Cayucos has a different situation. You have a different water supply. And that's just something that we share similar goals, but we don't share that in terms of what our water supply diversity is. You're much more diverse than we are. So when our community talks about the siting for the plant and where the water will go, they want to know, is Morro Bay going to have the benefit of this water? It isn't like tomorrow we're going to go toilet to tap, but we want to know that in the future, if things become less reliant for state water, that we want to be able to say, you know, we have an option for us, other than perhaps turning on our desal at a cost that's quite a bit higher. So just wanted to bring up the issue of water and how it relates to Morro Bay differently than how it relates to Cayugas. And unfortunately, it takes a multi-year drought to point that out. So with that, one final comment about our partners. Outside of the two of us that are on that five-year timeline, they're not really willing to let us slide much beyond November 12. But just so if I could send a message to anyone at the county, if we could work with Mr. Rickenbach, encourage perhaps that way, and our staff to really try to nail down the county's response to how they see this moving forward. And I think NOAA has a really good example that he mentioned about getting a similar work plan so that we have an idea, because ultimately we need to report back to our community as well. So thanks for allowing me to get all of those discussion points out, and thanks for listening while Morro Bay discussed.
Thank you, Christine. At council's direction, we'll receive and file item C2 and go to item C3, overview of the partnership on the CMC alternative analysis by Corolo Engineers. Rob Leivick, are you going to speak to that?
Sure. We've talked a lot about this already, so I don't know if I have much to present in the staff report. We've kind of gone over my staff report, but I'll kind of summarize where we're at. And as included as attachment to that staff report is the detailed Corolo scope of work. So that's what we're going to be meeting with them on tomorrow. So we're working, as has been discussed earlier, evaluating the CMC site so that we can have a apples to apples, or I prefer avocados to avocados comparison to the Rancho Colina site. And so the goal would be to bring that to council on November 12th. As President Enns has noted, they have a 45-day completion window to when they're going to have that draft report available. We're going to work very closely with the Corolo staff engineers to press them on that and see if we can get some that information as soon as possible. How we got to looking at the CMC site was basically not only was it the Cayucos Sanitary District's expressed wish that that might be their preferred site. The regional board executive officer talked to us about that, and there may be, you know, regional benefits that we haven't looked at going to the CMC site, looking at funding options. There's a, you know, the state has passing a new water bond, you know, whether that's going to, hopefully we're passing a new Proposition 1 soon, and we'll have that water bond. There may be, you know, funding opportunities by going there. So we're going to drill down on that through other work that we're doing. But basically what the Corolo study is designed to do is look at the existing capacity and what it's going to take to make this into a regional facility that serves Cayucos and Morro Bay in addition to the county operations and the CMC operations there. What improvements are needed to the site, provide a planning level document that looks at site improvements that are needed for the new facilities, look at cost estimates, including life cycle costs for this regional treatment facility, and then also look at the costs and
construction constraints of delivering that raw wastewater out to CMC. So the schedule would be to have their proposal would be to have that done within 45 days for a draft technical memo, and then have the final within 60 days. We'll be working with Corolla staff to accelerate that schedule to give the City Council appropriate information needed to make their decision in November. As discussed earlier, we're going to be working together on stepwise with Cayuga staff in reviewing that information so that we are all on the same page with that. That really concludes my staff report, and willing to answer any questions at the we've already talked a lot about this issue on our previous two items, so kind of stole a lot of my staff report.
Very good. Thank you, Rob. And before we continue with discussions from our board and the council, I'd like to ask Ken Harris, would you like to make a couple of comments? Let me introduce Ken Harris. He's the executive officer of the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. Thank you, Ken.
Good evening. I'm, as I was introduced, Ken Harris. I'm the executive officer of the Central Coast Water Board. First, let me offer to answer. I appreciate the city's desire to complete the project in 5 years. I would, I think, consistent with your comments, you know, if it takes a, if you need to let your November 12th timeline slip for a couple of weeks so that you make the very best decision. I mean, this is something you're going to live with, and your children and grandchildren are going to live with for a long, long time. It is a major infrastructure project for a city the size of Morro Bay, so I would hope you would make sure that you give it the proper time. I've met with a number of your staff and members of the Cayucas district over the last year and a half or so, and we've talked at least preliminary about some of the ideas that they were floating once your permit was denied by the Coastal Commission. And I will admit that Pavo and I had talked quite a bit about the CMC plant and the regional benefits that we saw that we thought it could provide you and provide others. You mentioned the drought, and I think we can't overstate the importance of the drought in terms of how California now looks at the water, and the direction that I think we all are going to be headed in the future. We are going to see significant and major changes. We already are. The governor signed three bills dealing with groundwater management. We were the last of 50 states to take on groundwater management. I think that's huge. I think the next, of course, the State Water Board absorbed the drinking water program for the Department of Public Health. On July 1, direct reinjection for potable use went into effect, the regulations, and in fact we have been working with Cambria and a suite of other agencies to get their emergency project online. In 2 years, direct recharge back to surface waters bodies, that those regulations should be promulgated by what's now called the Division of Drinking Water. And then I think 2 years after that, the governor expects or has charged the drinking water program with coming up with at least some advisory guidelines on where the state can go for direct reuse. So if I had anything to say, I would say that recycled water is in everybody's future for potable use. I would not be surprised that in the next year or two, if we don't see legislation that's going to dictate that all communities with wastewater treatment plants, that a portion of that water must now be recycled for potable use and not just purple pipe use. So I think you do need to take a longer view and not look, you know, short term. The comments regarding looking out for the city, I think, may have been appropriate in the past. I'm not sure that view really holds water any longer. I think that everything has got to take a regional perspective. I know the regional board and the state board very much supports regional projects. And if you're looking for grant funding and that kind of thing, a regional project that ties in the more entities, I would think, is going to rank higher when it comes to ranking for funding than one that just ranks maybe one or two. I think so. You know, from funding perspective, you've got to you have to look at the two projects. Also, I was really intrigued by the presentation by your consultant when I looked at all the consultants that were involved in telling you about where you could get loans and grants and how the project would be permitted. You know, they should come talk to us, because Walker & Associates is not they are not going to issue your permit to you. We're going to issue your permit. And they're not going to, the other consultants are not going to give you grants. It's going to be the Division of Financial Assistance in the State Water Board that's going to issue grants or give you low-cost loans. So keep that in mind when you get these reports. And I would urge you, if you have questions, to ask us to come in. We'll sit down. We'll talk with you. I'll give you an example with the Cambria project. We have been able to do in just a few months what normally would take 18 months in terms of permitting those projects. We set aside, I dedicated 8 staff to work, 2 of them full-time, for the last 6 months on the Cambria project to make sure those permits are going to be in place in time for our board to adopt those at the November 13th, 14th board meeting. At the same time, we pulled together the federal agencies, the Fisheries, Army Corps, Coastal Commission, the Monterey Bay National Sanctuary, off the Governor's Office of Emergency Services, the Division of Water Rights at the State Board, the Division of Financial Assistance at the State Board. So one advantage that the Regional Board has, if you work with us, is we have appropriately access to state-level agencies and contacts where we can actually call people and make things happen in a relatively short order compared to the local agencies trying to slug through this on your own and trying to figure out who you talk to. And that really was what Cambria was doing, and we sort of stepped in and said, let us help you do this. And so far, we've been very successful. As far as the what we see in terms of, you know, I think the advantages of some other advantages of possibly larger regional projects, economics of, you know, economy of scale, more people to share the cost. Your discharge permits are not going to get simpler over time. Consult us in the context of the report that you get from your consultants.
Okay, thank you. Are there questions from Nancy or George? I can't quite see. At this time, no. Mayor Irons, do you have a question for Mr. Harris?
I do have one question for Mr. Harris. When you spoke about working with Cambria in the last 6 months, under these emergency circumstances to help them, how much time had Cambria been working on that same situation prior to the emergency? Can you speak at all to that?
No, I don't know. I got involved about 6 months ago.
Okay, that's all I have. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Before I turn it over, I just have one question. So I agree that a project that's regional, the relationships are key. So one relationship that I'm wondering about is the relationship between any of us and the Department of Corrections. So your state agency, can you give us a little update on it? Because I've heard that, well, clearly the county is not right now running that facility. So
correct.
If you could give us information that you're aware of that tells us timeline-wise, or what's it take? Does it take a little bit of an act, some legislation to transfer?
So
do you understand where my question is?
When Pablo was on board, and I was talking to the county rep, he and I had multiple discussions about this, and my understanding was that he was in conversations with Corrections, had gone to Sacramento, they were looking favorably at it, but I'm getting a different story now, so I'm not quite sure what the correct story is. I know that they have had trouble running their own plant. Right now they're facing about $500,000 in mandatory minimum penalties. And so that has been a challenge. They've done some recent upgrades, which I think have solved those problems now. But I am willing to commit to calling Sacramento and working with the county in the next couple of weeks to see and try to solidify what that situation is and try to provide some clarity to the council.
Thank you, and I think that's a key question for us because we have an aging plant now. That we, you know, tonight on our consent agenda was how much we're spending each year on
right.
keeping that running, and we're just, I mean, our staff's doing the best they can, but it
right.
is it is old and it is overdue. So for us, and I understand everything you've said, and I should clarify that I never thought that Larry Walker was going to give us our permit, but they just educated us on what it takes to get a permit. They're basically getting us ready to speak and to take a project forward, but we're very early stages, and now that you've given us the opportunity to come and talk to you about it, then it would be great if you wanted to review that and see the accuracy of the report we did receive.
Well, one of the things, you know, one of it, what they give you, and I haven't looked at the report, it may be factually correct, but there's a lot of nuances in issuing a permit. It also has to do with, how many staff I put on it and what is our working relationship. And Rob comes, they come by the office, we sit down, we have good meetings, we have a good working relationship. I have no doubt that whatever you decide to permit, we will assist you and make sure that it's properly permitted.
Okay.
I don't think that is an issue. Timing wise, if you get into a timing crunch, we will do what we need to do to make sure you get a permit on time. Now, the timing, though, unlike Cambria, which is going to run out of water, at least the estimate is in November, mm-hmm. your timing is an artificial, self-imposed time limit. And I understand that you are concerned about the cost of your current plant. We understand that. I appreciate that. But again, it's still running, and you're not in the same situation as Cambria.
Well, we have been at this a little longer than 1 year, though. You know that. The communities. This has been a project that we're nearing on a decade trying to find
well,
a solution for.
My
so that, I think, just to clarify, that's why we came up with a timeline. It isn't because we've taken this 1 year, and we've taken 7, 8, 9 years.
Yeah, and my understanding is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is that you originally were going to rebuild in your current or rehab your current facility where it sits, and then the Coastal Commission denied the permit. So that was last year, I believe. And so that
nearing 2 years ago.
That fundamentally changed
correct.
What your options were. So
absolutely.
It's almost like you had to start over almost.
Correct. But just so you know, there's a buildup in both of our communities about this project that goes further than just the 1 year we've been mm-hmm. working on it. And more than willing to have input from the Water Board. It's very encouraging to hear you say that. I'm not sure I was fully aware of that until this very moment. Tonight, that you wanted to have this kind of involvement where you wanted to review our consultant reports. Just me as a council member. So it's not, no, I'm not saying that you're not me with my staff. I'm expressing gratitude to you mm-hmm. that you are here tonight and expressing these things to us tonight. You
know. So the CMC owes the state about $500,000 in what are called mandatory minimum penalties. There is no option. They can't appeal. They have to pay it. We have the option under the Supplemental Environmental Project Policy to direct if the facility paying the fine is willing, we can direct about half of that money towards a project, even upgrades of projects, planning. So there is the potential to direct it could be up to $250,000 towards, the CMC project. We are trying to, right now, some additional emails went out today. We're going to try to secure at least the money to help you with your Corello contract. So we are going to try and do that. Initial discussions, it shouldn't be an issue. It's just, these things take a little bit of time. So we're working through that, and we'll try to get you an answer as soon as we can.
Okay, thank you. Cayucas.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Any questions, Cayucas?
Yes.
Dan?
Mr. Harris, thank you very much for coming this evening. I really appreciate it. It's nice to hear from you. I'm really kind of struck, and I appreciate everybody's comments, particularly Noah, on sometimes we're focused at looking at our navel, and sometimes it's tough to look up. I'm just using that phrase myself. Because I share the same feeling that Noah does, that the greater good, sometimes we got to look at home first and then look at the bigger picture. But what I'm struck by is the real need right now to enlist as many willing participants, the county, the supervisor, Cacho, our assemblyman, your agency in particular, to really see if we can't move the dime here with CDCR. I think that's a really pivotal issue for us, and to the extent that you're able and willing to assist us in that regard, I really kind of implore you to kind of help us through this, because it's beyond our focus, if you will, to simply be able to get everybody in the room and talk constructively about this for something I consider to be probably in everybody's best interest. And there are a lot of moving parts, and there are a lot of benefits that go beyond simply our community if we were to go to CMC. And in that regard, time is of the essence, to the extent that you can help us. And I appreciate where Morro Bay's been, and I really think that the work they've done on the Rancho Colina site is excellent. If that ends up being the site, I'm way happy to be there, and I think I said that at the last JPA too. So I'm not going to put you on the spot, because tonight's not the time, but to the extent that you can help us post this meeting and going forward, I really appreciate everything you could do and guidance and direction in that regard.
All you have to do is ask, and we're more than willing to. We've done a big project up in the Salinas River for Salinas River Management. We went to the governor's office with all the parties, and we had a call today. We have all the permits in place. They're off and running on 25 miles of river work that has taken 7 years to get here, but really it's only been in the last year that we've really been able to do that. Your comment about your offshore disposal, I would not give that up for anything, because if you do, you'll never get it back. And I think that as we move forward, there's going to be more and more desal. We're all going to be using more desal. We're all going to be using more recycled water. And if you give it up, you'll never get a brine line back. So don't give that up under any circumstance.
Do you have any line on how long we'll be able to have ocean outfall? That's something that no one ever really knows about. Have you heard anything about that going away?
Well, there has been talk in Sacramento among certain groups that at some point in the future, ocean outfall should be banned, and that all the water should be recycled. Of course, the problem with that is you what do you do with the brine, the RO reject? And so you've got to put it someplace. The other thing about recycled water and running it through reverse osmosis, if you take seawater, you've got 35,000 parts per million. So the brine, the actual water you recover is less. The equipment costs and O&M is more compared to running treated wastewater through it, which might be 700 ppm. And for example, the Cambria facility, they're expecting a recovery rate of about 92%. So every 100 gallons they run through their RO plant, they're going to get 92 gallons of fresh water and only 8 gallons of reject. Plus, it's going to be easier on their filters, et cetera, et cetera. So when I see everybody rushing towards...
It seems like the direction now is really to the ability to connect on a regional basis the circulation of water, and the movement of water is becoming as important as to the location of the plant, as important really, one of the key components of the location of the plant for the county, the ability to connect the county's movement of water. Am I right?
I think, having regional transferability, whether it's wastewater or freshwater, that's the future, because we're all going to be,
right.
we all are going to be dependent on one another. And I think the comment about Cayucas, and I'm not sure what the comment was, if Cayucas is more self-sufficient, or you said diverse, I think, in terms of their water supply, and I don't want to say this, but maybe you all ought to be talking about an intertie between Cayucas and the city of Morro Bay, and some sort of sharing in that aspect. I don't know. I don't know the details of your water system.
Well,
but I think all of that, and I know up in that area around, one of the things Pavo talked about was the interties that are available up around the CMC facility and storage and all that kind of stuff. So
that was my point. It seems like that is becoming more important, and and that infrastructure is becoming more of a regional asset.
Absolutely.
Then shouldn't there be some sort of regional funding available to do that?
Well, we're
the ones
that are stuck with having to build a pipeline
18 miles.
Right. So right now there's $800 million at 1% available for recycle projects. You should be, hopefully that's in one of your reports. It's the State Board has it available. 1% is a pretty good rate. If I could get a house loan at 1%, I certainly would snap that up. Plus there's additional funding, normal funding, and there was some grant money, which I think most of that's gone now. But that's what I'm saying. But you're going to be competing against the likes of Los Angeles and San Francisco. And one of the things that we have told our State Board representatives and even the legislature is don't forget about the small communities, because the big communities can come in and design and build these projects so much faster. They just have the capacity to do it. But you've got to reserve some of this funding for the smaller communities, whether they're on the coast or they're inland. And so I'm hoping that if the water bond passes, for example, that there will be a push so that when the guidelines come out for how that money gets distributed, that the local communities will get their fair share. And I think certainly a number of us in the regional level in Sacramento will be pushing to make sure that that happens so that we can fund smaller regional projects.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Ken. Appreciate your being here. Appreciate your comments.
Sure. Thank you.
At this time, I'd like to introduce John Pierre Wolf. John? John is the chairman of the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jean-Pierre Wolf, chairman of the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. And I think that all of you are very fortunate because you do have here a great opportunity. You do have a lot of challenges ahead, but I think the optics are excellent for you because, for one, you will be able to leverage new technologies. Yes, right now you're probably limping along with your plant, but you will be able to have a state-of-the-art facility. And the type of technologies available today from the days when your plant was built, I mean, there's no comparison. Second, you do have a lot of new tools available and options. Our executive officer, Mr. Harris, mentioned, for example, groundwater direct injection. Well, 10 years ago or even 5 years ago, that was not conceivable. You will be able to use that possibility for groundwater recharge as another option. Also, we do have historical changes in the legislations that were passed just 3 weeks ago. Some of them, you're going to be able to benefit from them. The financing also, because of this unprecedented drought that we have experienced, there are a significant amount of funding available, and I won't repeat about our willingness and eagerness to help you. I know as Regional Water Quality Control Board, often we're viewed as the regulators, but we also want to be known as the facilitators. And these are not empty words. We increasingly spend time with communities, and we travel and meet with local governments in trying to help. I was with Mr. Harris last week, 3 days in Sacramento. We had a big annual meeting of all the regional boards and the state board. And that was one theme that was very much reminded to us, including from the governor's office. You're here to help and help the stakeholders. So please do not hesitate to contact us, and also strongly encourage your consultants to look at us as being an additional resource for them. So generally, the process is you work closely with staff, and then eventually when the permits are to be issued, the water board votes. So I'm delighted to be here at an early stage of a project, and I look forward to the progress. Lastly, regional solutions is definitely the way of the future. And if you look around in California, we do have a lot of projects that, using a regional approach, were extremely successful, cost-effective, and I think this is definitely the area you need to concentrate on and make the right decision, of course, for the ultimate site that will give you the most amount of options. I have seen some benefits between sites, but I do agree with the observation you made earlier that perhaps there is a need to look at a site, and it may cost a little bit more initially, but you may have much, much greater benefits long term. And again, we're looking here at 600 months worth of an operating plan. So thank you, and I'll answer any question that you may have at this time.
All right, I'd like to ask the Cayucas Board first.
Thank you. And I would have referred back to my executive officer anyway if it got a little too tough. So.
Thank you, John.
And do you maintain a list of, say, the most recent 5 or 10 most recent treatment plants in the state of California between 1.5 MGD and 3 MGDs?
Well,
we do have
that list available.
Yeah.
Because all these projects, you know, require NPDES permits, and we do have that list available. And in fact, what we have seen is folks who are looking at making big decisions is go and look at other facilities and see how it works. Not just looking at a site in terms of dirt and where the new opportunity to build the plant will be, but also look at state-of-the-art facilities. And I got to tell you, it's amazing how much progress has been taking place in this whole business of
we mentioned regional solutions. Maybe we could identify other communities that have found regional, other regional solutions that we might.
I would certainly encourage our executive officer to reach out, and Mr. Harris' previous position was in Sacramento, so we're very fortunate that he. He is very well introduced with the State Water Board, and I'm sure we could help you identify some of these sites, and at least you could have some communication and have a sense of, how things did work and lessons learned from other facilities. Thank you.
Thank you. Let me just ask if Morobay has any questions.
Thanks, Mr. Enns. I will lead off with one, and then we'll move down, and we'll close with Mayor Irons. It's sort of the obvious question. I just thought of it thanks to the question about other examples. What about Los Osos? That's a brand new facility going in, and it's in our region, and it's currently operated by the county. And we haven't heard, we've been hearing about CMC, which is, I'm not sure the age of CMC, but it certainly may be 25 years to our 50-year plant or whatever. I'm just wondering if we're going to, it's just occurred to me when we talked about the newest.
I need to preface my remarks by letting you know that officially the county doesn't have a position on regionalization at this time because our board hasn't acted on the issue. However, we do have a blanket policy through our flood control and water conservation districts to do exactly this kind of thing, which is look at regional issues and work with local communities and our own systems to try and identify the best path for moving forward in the short term and the long term. We have, as Ken Harris alluded to, our previous director, Pablo Ogren, had conversations with California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, CDCR. We progressed to the point of making a formal proposal to them and proposing a way to move forward. That's been about a year. My sense is, after talking to CDCR in Sacramento, that they are fully engaged in water supply issues. So they have not taken up that in an official perspective. We have spent, through my office, probably the last 4 months, 4 to 5 months, creating what we call a Chorro Valley Working Group to try to build a communication flow between the county and CDCR and Cuesta College and the other agencies that are out there, certainly from the water supply side, but also in going forward so that we can facilitate these kinds of conversations. I should mention that the county is a customer of the CMC wastewater treatment plant. We do not operate it. We operate some of our own collection lines, and then at the fence, essentially turn over the flows through a meter to that facility. We do supply wholesale water through the State Water Project to the Chorro Valley. We operate the Salinas water system. Santa Margarita Lake brings water into the Chorro Valley. We also operate the Nacimiento Water Project when it's running, that also brings water into the Chorro Valley. So we have quite a few facilities there. We also, through some of the county-operated systems, operate an intertie at CMC. It was designed and constructed by the county, now operated by CMC, that connects the Whale Rock treatment plant at CMC. It was designed to treat Chorro Creek water, but it treats CMC's Whale Rock supply. That's where Morro Bay gets its water when the State Water Project is shut down for maintenance. So there's already an intertie system going on. We also have proposed an additional intertie between the Nacimiento Water Project and the Salinas Project, the 1942 pipes that would let us move Nacimiento water into the CMC plant for emergency drought stuff. That leads me to where the county is right at this point. We were moving a year ago towards facilitating this regionalization conversation, but at this point the drought has really taken center stage. We're engaged in the South County in a large way because we wholesale water there through Lopez. We're certainly working in the Paso Robles groundwater basin. I should remind you that our board is holding a water summit on Tuesday afternoon, ending with a discussion of whether or not the county, through the flood control district, would be the applicant for the Paso Robles groundwater basin management district. And as you know, the state has handed us all the need to develop groundwater sustainability plans. Our county has 5 high-priority basins, so we will be engaged through the Public Works Department in developing 5 groundwater sustainability plans, all on an accelerated schedule. We are also fully engaged in constructing the Los Osos Wastewater Project. My department has about 180 employees, about 50 of those in the office, engineers, environmental specialists, and finance managers. As you can imagine, a project like Los Osos consumes a great many of our personnel resources. That treatment plant's about halfway done. We look to beginning operations in about 2 years, so there'd be a significant effort to transition from construction to operation. All that being said, we are very closely watching the Carollo report to get a better understanding of what the timing and financial feasibility of the CMC plant is for Morro Bay, because that will play, I think, a great role in how the county figures out what sort of priority we can put on facilitating the regionalization conversation. I should say, though, up till now, my understanding, the conversation is centered on the county taking over operation of the plant and that being precedent to the city or Cayucas being able to hook up. We're taking a step back and questioning whether or not, if the county's fully engaged, that we could connect the coastal agencies with the state and just do the hookup or the improvements to the plant under the state's purview. Again, heavy conversations with California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. So we're open to a lot of possibilities, very much looking for the Carollo study and then your take on what that study says from an operational and a financial standpoint. I can provide some insight on Los Osos. Interesting, that is, as I said, the wastewater treatment plant you've seen in the papers is under construction. The concrete is starting to rise into the air, finally out of the hole in the ground. But at the time, not sure why, but I think the gates were closed and they said, please stay away. There was some level of controversy going on at the time. I would just be honest with you, if you look in our documentation, Carollo found that there was no benefit to Los Osos in joining with CMC or with Morro Bay. It had to do with the size of the plant and, critically, the need to bring 100% of the recycled water back into Los Osos. So wherever we put the plant, we were bound and determined to return 100% of the water right back to where the wastewater, originated from. And then, looking at Los Osos and Morro Bay, at the time, the Coastal Commission was not amenable to discussing pipelines alongside the National Estuary with concerns. There were a number of factors. So, again, we'll be interested in on what opportunities now come out with CMC, and especially as it looks at the regional use of water and wastewater, reclaimed water, essentially. Hopefully, then, I can answer any questions that you might have.
All right. Could we start with Cayucas? Questions? Mark, thank you for being here. It was important, I think, for everyone to understand the scope of what the county was thinking about and what they're doing and how, in some small way, we're a part of that. And to not think that we should be off creating our own empire here. And I think both Ken and John spoke to that, and I think you gave us a good insight as to why we should be thinking not just regionally in terms of us and CMC, but regionally in terms of water supply, the ability to transfer water throughout the county, and really be a part of a bigger picture. Thank you for being here.
I'm sorry, Mr. Enns. I thought we were on our question time over here. So sorry if I jumped the agenda a little bit. So we'll go to Morro Bay questions, and if you don't mind staying at the podium a little longer.
Sure.
Okay, Noah?
Yeah, thanks for being here, Mr. Hutchinson. And I just want to give you a chance to talk about the potential of regional partnerships and use of water with or without Morro Bay and Cayucas joining at the CMC plant. It seems to me like that potential exists regardless of our decision of wastewater treatment. Can you confirm that? Obviously, we do have the existing Whale Rock connection. We're talking about Nacimiento Intertie. Would those change one way or the other with a CMC wastewater option?
Well, it'd be an interesting analysis. I think it's important to note that from the county perspective, we had already laid out in our long-term goals and planning to look much more closely at how to build resiliency into our water supply systems throughout the county. We're fairly certain that the era of building large water projects in San Luis Obispo County is probably completed. And we had looked to really the completion of the Los Osos wastewater project as transitioning into that mode, again, through the Flood Control and Water Conservation District. The drought has sort of not only thrown a wrench into our funding for that effort, but also caused us to look at some specific areas and try to accelerate the obvious necessary connections. So we would expect to be continuing to talk to different communities and different purveyors and all the different players and owners of the water about the value of interconnections and whatnot. It becomes a challenging kind of an effort because we have interregional or within the region water systems that are treated water and others that are untreated water. And how to utilize pipelines in the best way becomes a bit of a challenge sometimes. It's always going to be important. Los Osos, I think, is the poster child for that. When you're siting and building a wastewater plant, I think we should always assume that we're going to go for 100% recycling of the effluent. And then you have to consider the key places where that effluent is going to be used in the short term and the long term when you're considering the efficiencies of your location. Los Osos, in some terms, was easy in that sense. The obvious need for the water and recharge in the groundwater basin runs parallel with the need for a wastewater system there.
Just to focus in then on we in the during the current state water shutdown periods here for Morro Bay, and hopefully in any sort of an emergency situation, have worked out exchanges and a relationship with the Department of Corrections and identifying some other opportunities, working with you and the county for alternative water supplies along with our desal. So my thought specifically would be those opportunities would still be available to us in the region regardless of what we do with our wastewater.
I too would like to thank you very much for coming down here. I think I learned a lot about this CMC deal here. One thing I think we shouldn't really be hurrying this thing along. The advice coming from you gentlemen is, take our time and make sure we got it right. I think we're trying to rush away from something right now to get away. We were there's a mixed emotions about when we were having the plant being built down on the beach area, and I think we're just trying to get away from that so fast that we're trying to show the people that we're really moving ahead, and it's time to really step back and take a look and make sure we are going in the right direction. And I think you guys opened our eyes a little bit about that, and I hope we all take heed of it. Thank you.
Thank you, George. Mayor Irons?
Thank you, Councilmember Johnson. I'm sorry for the disconnect in the situation, but I didn't get the Regional Water Board Chair's name. Could you repeat his name? I didn't get his name.
Yes, his name is John Pierre Wolfe.
John Pierre Wolfe. Thank you. I just want to have that correctly. I don't have any questions. Is this appropriate for comments, or are we still going to public comment on this and then coming back for council comment?
I'm going to go to public comment next, Mayor Irons, and I'm going to consider the three gentlemen that just spoke part of the public if they have anything they'd like to add.
Okay, I don't have any questions at this time. I'll come back for comments. Thank you.
All right. Ken Harris is going to comment again. Thank you.
The question was about examples of where some of this is occurring. I want to bring up Monterey and Salinas, if you're not familiar with what's going on up there. Of course, you know they have the seawater intrusion and the project to irrigate the artichokes. We're using recycled water. And recently, they have come to an agreement where the city of Salinas produces, it might be 1 million gallons a day of high-quality wastewater that is used to wash lettuce, the bags of lettuce you buy in the store. Those plants, when they wash it, treat it, and that has been going into ditches along the Salinas River. They've now entered into agreement with the Monterey County Water Pollution Control Agency to take that water, run it through the recycled facility, and put it out into the artichoke fields, as well as use it as a salt water barrier injection into the subsurface to keep salt water. As you know, they have a real problem up there. And they're even going as far as, if you're familiar with something called the Blanco Drain, which is kind of a remnant of the Elkhorn Slough, which used to extend all the way into Salinas before before the land was reclaimed for farming. But even that, which is a rather toxic mix of agricultural chemicals, they're even going to take that water and reclaim it now and use it. And they have entered into agreement with the Monterey Peninsula Water Agency. I can't recall the name now, because as you know, water gets really complicated. The state board told Monterey to get out of the Carmel River. And then you've got Cal-Am, who has been trying to make up that water. So you've got lots of players, very contentious, but they are finding a way to work together using recycled, reclaimed water. And that plant also treats this city of Salinas' wastewater also. So I really applaud them, and that's, I think, a really great example. They're very progressive, moving forward, and really thinking about the future. So I think that's a really good example. The one thing about ocean outfall, the one thing I wanted to mention that the last speaker made me think of is whatever facility you look at, make sure you're going to be able to at some point use 100% of the water for recycled. If one of those is not going to enable you to do that, I think you should think about that, because I do think the time's going to come when the regional board is going to tell you, or the state board is going to tell us, and we're going to tell you, you have to use all that water minus whatever the brine is that you have to dispose of. So,
very good. Thank you, Ken. Any other public comment?
I find myself over here halfway between a council and the public, so I'll take an opportunity as a member of the public to make a comment, even though I guess I'm a member of staff as well.
Thank you, Dave. Go ahead.
So, and part of this goes back to C2, but I'll be, John Rickenbach, very interested in, I didn't see it specifically in your presentation. I'm sure it's probably in there, but not just in the capital costs of the two sites, but in the 30-year operating costs, in particular the energy required to move waste might have the most regional view. Here now actually chose a very non-regional came to a non-regional decision for the Los Osos plant. It's a very particular plant. You talk very clearly that part of the reason was to bring that water back to Los Osos. So I'll just leave that as a comment. And then finally, I don't think either of these sites necessarily are non-regional in the future of what happens to that water, because if we can pump waste 10 miles to treat it, then we could pump the effluent as far as we needed to tie in to a regional water network, and would be cheaper also.
Los Osos is, I know you're really new and just been on the job. Los Osos has a long and I'll say it as politely as I can, a very colored history when it comes to their wastewater issues. I mean, downright ugly. And they defaulted on a $6.5 million grant from the state, and I'm not sure how that ever worked out in terms of the state loaned them $6.5 million, and this was before the county was directly involved with, and they were trying to do this on their own, and so that one is really complicated. So when you look at it and you think about it being regionalized or whatever, that's a unique animal out there. And he is correct. The basin out there is under severe overdraft with severe seawater intrusion problems. Dr. Wolf and I are going to go out to meet with what's called the ISJ in a few weeks. We're very concerned about it. So it's very different situation out there.
Any other comments? Dan Lloyd?
Yeah, I think that was a very good comment, Dave. It makes me also think, and I'm sure this is going to be analyzed by Mr. Rickenbach too, would be just if there are any operational efficiencies by regionalization, so the shared cost of overhead, maintenance, repair, that sort of stuff. Thank you.
Christine?
Thank you very much, Cayucas. We are in the comment stage, so I'll start with Noah.
Yes, thank you. I've been waiting for this. To Mr. Lloyd, I think you were mistaking my attention on my navel for actually what it really is the wallet on the other side. So, I think we all are, and I want to say that really for me to trust that the process going forward on the much bigger animal of the CMC option is one where we're going to get some support with, and we need that support and that help, and it was great to hear you say that tonight, because without it, I don't think we can get there and get there in a reasonable time frame, because you did just mention the colored history and of Los Osos, and I believe if we don't make some very strategic, clear decisions going forward in the next year, We're on our path towards a colored history of our own, and that's part of the importance of the focus what we've spent over the last year and a half analyzing our options and trying to come up with a really good decision matrix that points us in the obvious best direction. And I'm confident that we can get there. I want to say too that I see a lot of resources and focus on the Chorro Valley, and I think rightfully so, obviously feeding into the Oshawa Estuary and all the importance that that brings and the significance of that estuary. But I also see the Moro Valley having very important agricultural, environmental, economic, and social impacts to our community, both of us. And And yet the Moro Valley is really out there struggling on its own right now. And the idea that a project, a wastewater project, could be part of a solution of a watershed and basin management plan out there that makes sense and helps stabilize our water situation, provide environmental improvements and all these other things, is really exciting to me as well. So I want to challenge all of us to try to drop our veil of bias, which we all have one way or the other, and really look at both of those scenarios in what hopefully will be, and I'm confident will be, a non-biased analysis that we're coming towards. And I a sense that we'll have a motion here directing our staffs to work together on getting that analysis to us. And I'd like to see that motion include some comment towards, as soon as possible. Is kind of, to me, it's vague, it's weak. I'd like to see us with a goal of trying to address that decision and getting to that point where we are confident in the avocado-to-avocado analysis as soon as possible. And at this point, I think it'd be okay to say, continue with our existing goal of November. And
statewide and nationwide. The other thing you spoke to was look at the site with the most options and think about the decisions we made 50 years ago on the wastewater treatment plant that we have today. And if we had considered what we have, does this plant give us the most options? And, of course, during the day, you know, we didn't have the technology and a lot of the things we have right now. So your comments resonated with me, and I do believe that some of my previous comments that I made tonight in regard to our staff's work, Mr. Rickenbach and Mr. Nunley on their work in providing us information on siting this new facility, I think we have been diligent and thorough and thoughtful. And I think to speak to Mr. Smuckler, he made it pretty clear that we need to set the goal. And if we don't have the information, then it's our job to step back and consider what direction we need to go from here and how we come to the next decision. So, you know, I feel committed to the November goal as well. And I also understand that I feel this board has operated, and I will repeat it again, with diligence, with thoughtfulness, and we've been thorough. So I think we're perfectly capable of really looking at this and considering all our options and making sure that we are really poised for the future on what this facility is going to be like, considering all the information from the speakers, Mr. Hutchinson, Mr. Harris, everyone. Thanks for coming out and spending the time and speaking to this board. I think it was very important. I think this is probably one of the best meetings that this board has had, and I think we will take that and we will continue to work on making the best decision. So I just want to shout out my thanks, and I would probably ask Noah to make the motion, as it were, on directing staff to work cooperatively and collaboratively, and you can inject your expectation on the end there. So I'll leave my comments there. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm the last commenter, and then we'll get to the motion. Noah, if you're working on that. Thanks, Jamie. My understanding is that we've signed the contract, and I'll ask Mr. Levick just for clarification. The Carollo contract is underway, correct?
Yes, we executed that contract on the 30th with Carollo. They've started gathering information. We will have a kickoff meeting with them tomorrow afternoon to talk about where we go and how we get to the end. I just want to make one more comment about working with the regional board staff. Ken has always been open, and we have had several meetings with him and his staff talking these same issues, and I didn't want to leave anybody with the impression that we're not working with regional board staff. We are engaged with their staff, not only on this issue, but other issues that affect us. And we really thank him and his staff for that opportunity.
Well, thanks for clarifying that. And I certainly didn't. I think you're good to clean up my comment on that, perhaps. But no, it's certainly not what was intended. But I didn't, to be honest, it's exciting to hear that there's that much interest by agencies and by other folks involved in the regional water issues that we all share. So I appreciate that. And Mr. Levick, thank you for clarifying that on the Morro Bay side. Could you tell me then, and I could count it myself, but perhaps you know, so from September 30 to 45 days, that still puts us kind of in the middle of November? And is that the date, is that the 45-day span that Carollo thinks will be needed?
Yeah, so, I mean, roughly November 5th, or November 15th or November 13th, I don't, somewhere in there.
Yeah, the point we made there was that Carollo report is to show up the day after you make your final decision. And I believe Dan Chivins here made a comment, why would you pay for the Carollo report if you're going to make the decision the day before you get the draft?
Okay, well, you know, I think we're still on this side of the table. So that's a good question to ask when we get off. So the reality, that is a fact that, is that, Mr. Levick, would you want to respond to that?
So there's a lot that will go into Carollo's analysis. And they're not going to wait till the end of that report to share that information with us. So we'll have a lot of their information before we get to the end.
It could be looked at by people with the expertise in the field all the way to a member of the public, council members like ourselves, and be able to be confident in that presentation, be able to understand that presentation. I think that would be obviously one of our primary goals.
That would be our goal, to make that happen. Not to say that you may not have questions for Carollo when that information comes forward. They may need to do additional work based on detailed questions that you may have of their report.
And also at that same time, we probably will have much better understanding about the logistics of what a CMC option would look like. But we may need to do a little more due diligence there as well, potentially.
Yes, we need to probably have the player in the room that actually operates and owns the facility. At some time, we need to hear from CDCR, CMC, as to what they view the timing is on this also, and the logistics that would go into this. So we have not yet engaged them. I did meet the local business services manager, deputy warden, a few weeks ago, and he were trying to get in contact with each other, not so successfully so far, to schedule a discussion on what that might look like and to start the conversation with his superiors in Sacramento.
Okay, great. So as I'm looking at this, I think to myself, if we stick to our goal of the 12th of November for a council meeting for a presentation, we have a JPA meeting scheduled the 13th. At that point, it seems to me that it would be reasonable to continue that intent, and with those presentations of an update, very thorough update of where we are at this point with all the analysis, as much of a report and information as we can get together, then we can, working with Cayucas at the JPA meeting, review this information and make a reasonable decision about what else is needed or if we're ready to jump in. And my thought would be, let's continue with our current timing and allow us the room to make that decision when we get there. So from your side and what you've talked to with Carollo, you think the 12th we could have some coherent information? At least we know we have the technical memos that we've been phasing out. We'll be able to package things up, and it seems to me like an update of any kind at that point is very important, and information to be decided on even better.
Yes, we'll keep you updated after that meeting with your next city council meeting, and then also perhaps there might be another
JPA Technical Committee meeting somewhere in the middle there to continue that discussion.
Yeah, keep on working on it. Okay. Well, so given that, my thought is let's stick with our current time frame of the November 12th, anticipating the follow-up the very next night. It'll be a double show on the 13th with the JPA meeting, and we'll go from there. And my thought would be, if there's no other comments, that we direct our staffs to work collaboratively with our potential regional partners and regulators to develop a comparative analysis of both options with the intent of review and discussion and potential decision at the November 12th council meeting and the 13th JPA meeting.
I'll second that for discussion. Okay. So discussion on the Morro Bay side then. Ultimately, a decision, I see it, the timeline is making sense, because ultimately if we could, Morro Bay can make a decision on the 12th, but we've all consistently said it would be better if we had a joint project. So it would be unlikely for us to do more than accept the information that's available from all the studies, especially the Carollo study, on the 12th, analyze it, ask for more information if needed, and then look at that report, respond to that report, knowing that we have a meeting the next night with the JPA. And then there doesn't seem to be any need for us to say tonight whether we do or we don't want to make a firm decision about what Morro Bay will ultimately do on November 12th. What I feel uncomfortable doing is removing the November 12th deadline for the Carollo report and the push that we've kind of asked our regional partners to help us with, getting information from the Department of Corrections, getting further information from folks in the county or other partners. If we don't keep on going on our November 12th and then our November 13th JPA meeting, then I think, you know, there's always something else comes up for us and we lose a little momentum. So I would look to expect as much information
done quickly and well done. I know it will be well done, but I'm sorry, I cannot comfortably vote on the 12th unless we've had plenty of time to review and understand the report. So I will be voting no on the motion.
Well, I think that in our discussion we were pretty clear that we were going to leave that open for a final decision on the 12th until we came to our joint JPA meeting. So I'm not advocating for us voting on the 12th to make a final decision for Morro Bay.
I think Noah's motion mentioned the 12th. Did
maybe,
it not?
Maybe
did we
Noah,
have it
you
read back to us?
Yeah, let's restate the motion.
Yeah,
I did not get the entire motion. I was going to have you already.
Okay. Can I briefly interrupt? Your staff had the presence of mind to set this up for direction and not for action, so there's no formal motion.
There we go again.
Hey, actually, I like that.
Jeez. But we want to take action. We're ready already for November 13.
My thought was, at the council meeting, the intent that we've been taking with each of these council meetings and these workshops where the tech memos are being presented over time is so that they're digestible and we can stay focused. And the idea would be to continue along those lines to the 12th with an informational presentation based on what we have to that point, and the goal would be obviously trying to get to a conclusion at information that can provide a platform for a conclusion on the 12th for presentation to the council and obviously to the community of Morro Bay and anyone else who wants to listen in and comment. Following that up, though, would be the 13th, the very next night, Thursday the 13th, with our scheduled JPA meeting for the much more detailed discussion and decisions about what next steps to take. And I'm leaving that open because none of us will know if we have enough information or confidence in that information or remaining questions to take those steps. So it's actually it's not even a motion anymore. It's more of a request to staff. Let's stick to those dates. Keep on pushing forward, because we know that's how projects get done, is you set goals and you stick to them, and then, you know, if things happen, then you got to make adjustments.
I'm seeing our legal side request for comment. Thank you.
My position with regard to direction is the only way the council can provide direction as a council is by way of a motion. So I believe that direction is action, and so the council, if they so choose, could make a motion and adopt a motion to direct staff to move forward.
Thank you. Okay. So the other part of my motion was to formalize the idea that, hey, it wasn't too long ago that we decided to go our separate way and really look at options on our own. And that's really still the standing orders if you look at it by our record of motions and policy. So the idea would be, I know our staff have been working together and starting to analyze these ideas. They worked very closely on finalizing and improving the scope of work with Corolla. I thought it would be important, and it sounded like the mayor did as well, to try to publicly recognize as a board that we do want to encourage and direct our staff to do that. So, and also obviously work very closely with our regional stakeholders and partners. So I
have one more.
Go ahead, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, let me.
I'm sorry.
Jamie, could you?
I have a hard time of not knowing who's in and out, so I'm just, whenever I have the appropriate time to make comment, I'm just letting you know I'd like to make a comment.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. So, Noah, that's completed your discussion. Nancy, did you have a response to Noah responding to you?
Well, I guess we're back to a motion. So could you tell us once more what your motion is, since you're doing one?
Okay. Well, I'd make a motion that we direct our staff to work collaboratively with Cayucas and potential regional partners and regulators to further develop a comparative analysis of both our site options and continue the intent of presentation of those options and decision in November.
I like your motion except for the November date, so I will still be voting no.
Does it say just November? No date, right? Just November, the month of November, Noah?
I said November.
He didn't say a date.
There is only one meeting in November, so I don't know if you want to. I just would rather you left the date out, but that's okay. You do what you're going to do.
I'm going to leave the date in there because I think we want a report in November, no matter.
And in that reporting out during that part of the agenda and staff report, that the technical committee committed at that level that we need to direct our staff to work collaboratively and cooperatively. And I expect that President Enns to make the same motion to direct his staff to work cooperatively and collaboratively with our staff. And so I think whether I just have to point that out. It's not necessarily this motion is by the mayor or by the Morro Bay body, but it derived from this technical advisory board meeting. And we can't get direction as a technical advisory board. We're doing that as a body, and that's what we're doing through this motion. And I think my final statement on this is that perhaps we can approve this motion and also maybe add another motion that just says, hey, we want to work cooperatively to come to some decision in November on this and beyond if necessary. And those are my remarks. I'm ready to take a vote.
Okay, thank you. Before we go to vote, I just wanted to clarify that we'll have to do it by roll call, so alerting the staff for that. And then also, before we do that, just asking for our city attorney one more time to clarify that this is the action that we're taking is the appropriate action for Morro Bay. Not quite sure that was clear. Maybe I heard something differently on the Cayuga side, but I'm looking to Morro Bay Council for that.
The agenda The recommendation is for council and district board review and provide direction to staff. And a council can only provide official direction as council by way of adoption of a motion. So, and it's my opinion that a motion is appropriate to provide council as a body direction to staff to take to proceed cooperatively as described in Councilmember Smuckler's motion. So.
Okay. So at this time, then, Morbe will take a vote, and we will wait for assistance. Thank you. Should I? Well, actually, yeah, I don't think I'm right. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Roll call vote will be Council Member Smuckler.
Yes.
Mayor Irons.
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Johnson.
Yes.
Council Member League.
No.
Council Member Johnson.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can you guess?
Thank you. Tim, did you want to comment?
Yep, briefly. Over the past 22 years, we've had a different view, as you know, with regard to... I said over the past 22 years that I've represented the district, we've had a slightly different view as to what direction to staff is, and it's based on the description that's required by the Brown Act to educate the public as to what's anticipated. So in this case, I think providing direction, we've already have direction. If you want to go ahead and give the same direction that they've given in a non-motion form, that's fine. I don't think it's required. The other thing is we're not operating under the JPA here, so the requirement for mirror image motions doesn't exist. You can take your action and provide that direction, and we can do whatever we do, and it's still binding. So, you know, respectfully, I disagree with Mr. Fox's interpretation, but, you know, you certainly can go ahead and live with it.
Okay, thank you, Tim. I don't think there's any doubt that we want to work with Morro Bay on this cooperatively and collaboratively, or whatever that word was. Second, your motion was a direction to your staff, not to our staff. And I wasn't clear in the end whether you had a drop-dead date in there or not in your motion.
No, would you like to clarify that? I believe it said November, but clarify.
Yeah, I said November, and we obviously have two standing dates for meetings, one for Morro Bay City Council on the 12th, and then following up on the 13th.
Were those part of the motion?
I didn't specify exactly. I said that in my comments. It's kind
okay.
of implied.
But then you also said at that time you'd make a decision to continue on if you needed to, right?
Absolutely. Well, yes, and we're working off of that JPA date of the 13th as the key working date for our two bodies.
Okay, well, let me just ask this question of the Cayucas board. Do we have any problem at all with this, or does someone feel that we need to make a motion? I'm sure our staff understands exactly what we need to do. Dan Lloyd?
I feel I'm not compelled at all to make a motion. I think that that's very, very clear that we want to work with the city of Morro Bay in this.
To the relationship and the discussion that we had at the joint meeting, you know, there's a dispute whether or not we can, what body can make a motion to direct staff between our legal counsels. I think the point of the matter is what relationship these two boards, these two bodies have, and I think the extent of Morro Bay making a motion to direct their staff to work collaboratively and cooperatively with the Cayuga staff is an extension of building a relationship. So to my point is, I think the lack of motion and commitment from Cayucas is clear to me, your commitment to the relationship with Morro Bay. So I just have to make that statement for the record.
Okay, thank you very much. Next item, C4. Next scheduled meeting will be, it appears, the 13th of November. And I think we know what the agenda items will be. And we'll visit you on the 12th at your city council meeting. And with that, we're adjourned.
Thank you. And I would just like to, I have to make a special adjournment that I'm adjourning both the regular meeting and the special meeting that was for this evening. Thank you. Thank you very much for hosting.